I walked around your house. There is something unusual, not only in the house, but that's about to be revealed in the house. Yeah. You know, whenever there's a cry going up before God concerning direction, there has to be a sign. When we come to crossroads in life, and for some reason, notice the term crossroads. Crossroads. When we don't know which direction to take, somebody say, I got to come to the cross. Yeah. Thank you, son. I believe that the Spirit of God, thank you, God, I'm going to bless the mother in the back with the two babies. Thank you, God. Bless her now. They just said amen to that. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The last time I came here, and I'm just so honored to be invited to come back. And I say that with joy in my spirit, because generally, you know, folks get a little intimidated with the raw presence of truth sometimes. You understand where I'm coming from? Because we're just not used to the different way God show up. Yeah. And he can show up any kind of way he wants to. For example, I kept hearing him say that things are going to happen in praise and worship because there's some direction. Paul and Silas, while they was in prison, they began to sing songs of praise. Well, they prayed and they praised. And things was loosed. I went to fly out to St. Louis, and I thought my little bag was going to be able to go and sit up top, but it was too big, so I had to pay for the baggage, which is simply, you ever notice that when you're carrying stuff with you? And most of us don't realize, but in the spirit realm, everything symbolizes something that manifests in the natural. Now, I'm only going to come and deposit what's been placed in me. So if I'm telling you he spoke to me concerning baggage, and you carrying baggage that don't mean nothing no more, and you the only one got to pay for it. So sometimes it's important to recognize, what am I carrying and why am I carrying it with me? Some things just need to be left. And in order to proceed or to go forward, and you know something, I stop making excuses for how he talks. Whether somebody understand it or not, I'm glad they acted in obedience. Somebody was the recipient of you acting in obedience. Somebody's going to benefit from this word concerning baggage. Now, don't misunderstand me, because folks get a little annoyed or intimidated when I talk real radical. You know, like some stuff you just got to kick. Say it again. Kick it. Okay, if garbage starts stinking, you need to take it. For some of you that may have used to play poker, a flush beat a straight. Some things we just need to flush. Does that make sense? Now, listen, I'm not coming to, like I shared with them earlier, and I'll share it again, because the Lord gave it to me in St. Louis, and I was asking him, why did he give it to me out there? He said, my house is the same house. You just got to recognize it. So he gave me two words, unaware and aware. So tonight I want to bring us to a place of awareness. No matter how strange it may sound, when you get to a place of knowing that you know, just obey it. Now, what some may take offense of when I say that about garbage, in the spirit realm, you discern what you need to let go of because it's baggage. Amen. Yeah. If God desires to do all things new, then why am I going to hold on to the old? So that my heart is clear, let me say this too, because I don't talk about nobody that's here, that's not here, in an offensive way. Everything has a purpose. And it causes you to come to a place of recognition, awareness, consciousness. Maybe I need to learn how to guard my mouth. Maybe somebody got information for me that I really didn't need to share. Maybe I became a part of tail-bearing. Did I allow the enemy to use me to bring in? Because wherever there's envy, strife, there's a spirit of division somewhere. Somebody said, take the garbage out. Right now, I believe the Spirit of God is saying that he's calling forth. Listen, everybody in here has been gifted by the Spirit of God. If you're born again, you've been gifted. That gift should make room for you. A house filled with gifted people, the children of God, somebody ought to recognize something. Amen. You ought to recognize when it's a shift. It's time for change. Somebody says it's a new day. Now, I'm going to give you word and scripture to back up everything that I believe God gave me to make this deposit. Because whenever you make a deposit, somebody say, you know you got a withdrawal coming. Yeah. Thank you. I love the peace of God that's in your life. Yeah, I circled the whole church. And I found such a peace by you. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, he's surrounding you with it because once I discern it, I don't really care what the enemy been saying. Once I release the word peace, all of the confusion, all that other stuff got to leave. Now, I'm telling you, he's looking, he's searching, I'm telling you. See, that what you have need of in the presence of God, somebody say, it's available. It's available. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I love about God? He just does things the way he wants to do them. And because I'm just going to declare this for this house, you won't be the same. I experienced a new thing with God this weekend. Seriously. See how you just said that? I thought I took the right charger with me. And then before I know it, I went to plug in to charge my phone. I didn't have a charger and it disconnected. And the first thing came out of my spirit is that now, when you need deliverance, he'll show you how to get deliverance. Because I don't want to turn my phone off or take my earplug out. I'm trying to eat in the earplug just doing like that. Somebody may call me. I want to be available to answer the call. But when God want to disconnect you so you can hear him, yeah. So I circle the house to hear God. What is he saying in the house? Well, if I'm going to bless the baby back there with her babies and I see peace on you and you said, no, it's been all around me. But God says, no, wherever my presence is, there's certain things that are going to happen. And because I really believe that, somebody say, I house him. It's no longer I, but it's him. And wherever there's a need at, he's a need meter. I told you, he's searching it out. Somebody said, peace?
Peace.
Yeah. Well, let me just show it to you so you can. How many of you really believe the word? Yeah. I found out something this weekend. He is his word. I found it in a greater measure. The greater measure is that he's saying he needs. Now, I know folks can, listen, you can beg to differ, but God says he's looking. He's looking for somebody to become aware of his presence. Yeah. He's looking for somebody that's unaware of his presence to become aware of his presence. In the presence of the Lord, all of the storms have to cease because he's the King of Peace. Yeah. So instead of me seeing, watch this, instead of me seeing disturbance around her, I see what God said. He says peace. Oh, baby. You know why your opposition been so great? Because the call is great. Oh. I'll say it again. You know why your opposition has been so great? Because the call is great. You're going to catch up with the call. Yeah. You know why I said it like that? Because there's something that's going to take place in your spirit tonight that's going to catapult you. Yeah. And the reason why it is because you didn't take this position. It was ordained. Listen, I'm through with the murmuring stuff. Everybody think they can do your job better than you. You ought to hear some of the stuff I'm hearing. You don't do this. I wonder when the pastor gonna do that. Oh, so you think they talking to me? They don't know me like that. I hear their conversation though. But guess what God did? Just in this presence. Now I said that earlier because see, now we have a way of having some humor, you know. Other folks is too religious to get with that, you know, really. But I'm not afraid of nobody, baby. I got to give an account to the Lord. You understand what I'm saying? And see, shh. That sound like a whisper, right? That's because in the body of Christ, we think humility is being soft and kind. We think meekness is weakness. But I'm different. Yeah. Humility makes me humble, but it makes me a giant. Because humbling comes from his mighty hand. So that I don't care how low he has to go to humble me, when he turns it around, that's the height I'm going to. And now it ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. Man of God, I'm sensing an agreement tonight. Not only are we going to silence some mouths, God's going to lead you where they can see his glory. Can I open up a couple passages of scripture that I wrote down while in St. Louis concerning unaware and aware? There's some things going on in this house right now that some people are unaware. You know, the leaders came together because you needed to have conference with one another, an agreement. Because it's in an agreement that now we can bring the vision toward the people so that they can have the mindset. I know y'all went and did the book of Nehemiah, didn't you? Didn't you? Because, see, it's time to not regret any building. It's time to get busy building. Mm-hmm. You say, I got a building. I'm not talking about this building. I'm absolutely talking about getting busy doing what you done been called to do. Amen, somebody. You know, for example, if I say, now watch this. If I ask two people to stand up and turn back to back, first look at one another straight up and down, and then turn back to back to one another, and then you ask them five things that you remember about what you just saw. And they start naming them. You tell them to turn around and face one another again, and they make changes. For example, I'm looking at you now in front of you, and I turn around, and you had your glasses on. But when I turn around, change, you took your glasses off, you may have pulled your shirt out. You know, you may have did five things to try to, when I look back around to see you, so now I got to learn you all over again. Why? Because change is taking place. Sometimes there's people sitting right beside us that we expect to stay right beside us, but they don't see the change when it takes place. Mm-hmm. And the suddenness of change confuses everybody. Ain't ready to change, okay? Some people have grown comfortable. Mother, are you by yourself? Yeah, because I ain't trying to get in your business. You know what I mean? And the reason why I ask that, because you know something. Yeah. Because when I hear the Lord talk like this, you know how you hear an echo? It's like, I'm talking about change, but he's saying, it's all right to change. Do you understand that? You don't have to. Now, I had to experience being alone to find him present. And I had to hear him say to me that I'll never leave you. Although others have walked away. Am I in the right house? Others have walked away. And they couldn't just walk away without talking about me, like I done did something to them. And all I did was show them love, even when they got on my nerve. Man of God, there's an anointing on you. I see it. The Spirit of God is going to. You know, now they sang the song about rain, but what I kept hearing was marinate, drench me. And you know, like you do some good meat. You season and let that stuff marinate, sit up in it, because you know it's going to be real good. Well, something real good is taking place in your house, and I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to show it to you because even though it may just seem like, well, you don't need another preacher, and I absolutely ask God, well, why they keep on asking me to come? And he said they was praying for me to show up. They want answers. So hear what God said. You think you've been waiting a long time for change, for information? You think that stuff just suddenly happened? Stuff been brewing a long time so God could bring us to the place of accepting change. It didn't just suddenly happen. Ain't nobody going to come to your house and all of a sudden in your house develop stuff in your house. You know, ain't it something how you can get a group of people over here and start mess up in your house? But it didn't just happen. It was absolutely, as much as we might not want to believe this, it was the plan of God. I got to show it to you. Because if you ask me to come back and minister to the whole church, it's because the Lord was saying, what you, and I showed you in secret. Now they just need to know, listen, me on a ship by myself is sinking. But if I got fellowship, we can make it. Ain't that right? You know, seriously, I can get some help from you and you can get some help from me. That's why we learned how to pray for those that we had to throw overboard. Well, God got to have a greater plan for them than me. Because if they're trying to sink my ship, I'm going to throw them overboard. And they better be praying they have a Jonah experience that some whale, something got to come by and pick them up. Because once I throw them overboard, they are finished. But the plan of God is that they're not finished. They served their purpose. Does that make sense? See, we don't never have to condemn nobody because there is now no condemnation. So who are we to judge except we do what God say do? Now we learn how to pray more. Yeah. And whatever their endeavor is, somebody say, I'm going to bless them. Yeah. You know, I found myself eating at a table, and I shared this earlier, I find myself eating at a table, and I you know, because I took communion. You know how you take communion, and you got to remember the Lord's Supper and all of that. You know what I seen at the supper table? I saw the betrayer. Ain't that something? You having communion, and you think, and see, this is why we got to do a different type of teaching, too, because we done taught that, you know, people better examine themselves. Don't you partake of this, you'll be this, you'll be that, you'll be this. And the Lord was saying, no, watch this now. At the same night that he was getting ready to betray me, I broke bread. I didn't wait for him to get right. I knew what his purpose was going to be. Yeah. Wait a minute. Peter got a word straight from heaven. And in the next couple of verses, I had to rebuke him because he talked like the devil. We're waiting for stuff that we don't have to wait for no more. Can I give you this word right quick? And I say right quick because I'm a long-winded preacher. I am, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know why I'm not? Because before, now I can get up here and hoop real quick and yeah, everybody may get to jumping, even the dead. But when you start teaching, I'm the type of teacher that want a student to pay attention because I want you to pass the test. Because everything I release comes with it, a test. You're going to be tried by it. Do you understand that? You'll be tried, unless there's an immediate act of obedience, you'll be tried. You heard why she said that? Because the enemy tried to talk her out of doing what she had just heard. She said she heard it enough times, and that's what God is saying. Repetition has its place. If you hear me and you recognize and believe that it's me, just do it. Somebody say, I'm getting free. And I'm not entangling myself again with any yoke of bondage. I know you don't think you've been yoked, but I can tell you for a certainty, if I say what I'm saying in the spirit realm, God is showing me that, okay? Somebody say, I'm loosed, and I refuse to be entangled again. Now, if you will, I want you to just open up this. I got, okay. I'll tell people like this now, okay. Five represents the number of grace. So I believe you called me here, and I got the grace of God on me, okay? I'm going to give you five passages of Scripture. I could do a whole lot more of them because they have to fit in your house. It's almost like I see strange stuff. I walk around like I'm looking out there now, and I see a puzzle. And everybody know that your piece only fit where it's supposed to go. Ain't that right? Ain't it somehow sometimes people try to put you in a different place and you don't fit there? But everybody in this house is in their place. Now, that's what I'm hearing, okay? Now, I don't care what kind of opposition come up. I'm telling you what I'm hearing, all right? That means the master done went before us and he knows the order that he wants in this house. Make sense? Well, whenever you start talking about the Lord, show me, tell me, what is it? Because now, what's the word for the house? What's the word for the house? What's the word for the house? Where are you taking the house? He says, listen to me and understand well. Understand it real clear. There will not be any ignorance about where we're going. Mm-hmm. If you will, open up your Bibles with me. Everybody got a Bible? If you don't, get with somebody that's got one, because I believe it's so important for us to not only hear the word of God, but to do it. And sometimes the best medicine for you is to take it your own self. Don't take nothing nobody else say. When you read it, believe that it's God speaking to you. Okay, God, now, listen, I know you can use all the prophets, and I know you can do this and that and other. Some of them I believe, others I don't really know. But when you speak, when he speaks, somebody say, that settles it for me. No, seriously. You know, you can try to discern. Everybody don't always. Listen, we all got spiritual gifts, and we all got flesh. Make sense? You don't get it all. You don't prophesy at all. Even though some of you that I've met, I've recognized your gift right away. But your gift's supposed to make room for you, so that God can use you. Somebody say, use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
Use me, Lord. Show me your glory. Reveal to me my purpose so I can do what you've called me to do. Show me. Show me. Show me. Genesis, I want you to open up your Bible to Genesis, because he was trying to finish some stuff and show me the beginning of it from the end of it, and I didn't quite understand it. But I don't have to. I just got to believe him. Amen. Thank you, God. Man of God, you want an answer tonight? Yeah, you shaking your head good. I'm glad you're in agreement, but I was talking to the young man behind you. I know the other day somebody said to me, I didn't know who he was talking to. You know, I told him to get up. So they looked around to see who was supposed to get up. So you want answers too then? Right now I'm looking back at you now. You want answers too? Yeah, you got some petitions before the Lord? Huh? A couple? That's a small thing. Say, they done. Yeah, they done. You know what I believe? I believe that when we act in faith, it pleases God. And then it makes it where you already settled it, that it's done. So your waiting is no longer a struggle. Because a lot of the times I say, Lord, do this immediately for the people. And he said, who are you? I said, Lord, I was just asking you because I want them to know it's you. He said, well, now I says, let me do it in my time. So they'll really know it's me. And if I tell you I'm going to wait till the last minute to do it, what is that to you? And I said, okay, you God. Do you? I said, but now when I represent you, you tell me when to speak a now word that I can believe is now. That's why I'm telling you, those are answered already. See, you know what I feel like? I feel like when we really grab this truth, we're going to learn how to really rejoice. I'm talking about really rejoice. You know, like for example, today I lift up both of my hands and I begin to dance. Other people may say, no, I don't dance like that. And I turn around and say, you don't have to. I didn't ask you to dance with me. You don't have to get on my rhythm. If I pick them up and put them down real fast and you over there like, thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's you. That's your dance before the Lord. Amen? You know, if I turn around and say, now give them a wave offering and say, thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayer. You know what happens before we get stuff? We have to come and bring something to the king. We always go in there with petitions, but what do we take him? If I can take him a faith praise, you know, I'ma just praise him because I believe he gonna do it in faith. Well, faith is the substance, meaning I can finally get it now. I ain't got to worry about the angels holding it up no more, because I got authority to bind them up. And if I bind up principalities and powers and evil spirits, and they in the air, this month, October, you ought to really, you know what, I took the flight, you ought to see some of the dark areas and regions where they have dominion at. Yeah. And ain't it something, I flew into St. Louis and the Lord told me, gave me the keys to the city and all the people at the game. If I could have turned the game out and got all the people's attention to hear the Lord, but the Lord was saying, that's just how it's going to be. Many are going to miss me because they won't recognize me. Genesis, let me see what chapter that is. When you get to, you got your Bible, everybody got your Bible in your hand? Now this I do in faith. Somebody say written word.
Written word.
Everybody can hear me? You don't mind repeating after me, do you? It's an act of faith. Say, written word.
Written word.
Become living word.
Become living word.
In me.
In me.
Yeah. Written word.
Written word.
Become living word.
Become living word.
In me. One more time, and we just going to seal that, okay? Because he at the don't knock it now. He is the written word that's alive. But he'll only come in when we invite him. Written word.
Written word.
Become living word.
Become living word.
In me.
In me.
Where at?
In me.
No, you didn't act like you meant that. Where?
In me.
Okay. Somebody thank him for moving in. Yeah. Guess what? I can't get no eviction notice either. Genesis, the 28th chapter. I told you I got how many scriptures? So everybody's paying attention. I got five scriptures. The first one is Genesis, the 28th chapter. Two words, unaware. And the other one? Okay. Because we don't really sometimes recognize his presence because we can still be preoccupied with our own thoughts and things, you know, what we was expecting, who's really coming. You know, I left part of my food and I was saying, Lord, now let's not be too long because I was enjoying that meal, you know. And then I turned around and said, you know what, now I don't want to get caught up with people thinking about the game and all of that other kind of stuff. So empty them out so that when they get here, they'll recognize who you are. That makes sense. Because if you have an ear to hear him say, speak to me. No, seriously, say it. Do you believe he hears you? Seriously. You know, because I tell folks quite a bit of the time that most folks act like they don't recognize his voice yet. But he declared that my sheep, so there's something got to happen where we'll know we're obeying him. Obedience is the very key to everything we get. There is not, I can't boast in no gift because he the one gave it to me. If I got to do anything, I got to allow him to get glory out of my life. Wow. Your countenance has lightened up. Yeah, it really has. You know, in the presence of the Lord, there really is an anointing that destroys yokes. You know, for example, if I say, seriously, if I say to you, you hear this concerning not just this house, say your house. Say your house. My house. Say my house. Yeah. Genesis, the 28th chapter. Beginning at verse 15. Pastor, this is the word that the Lord gave me for your house, so I'm just going to tell you simple. I didn't write it down. I didn't make it up. It's already written. Amen, somebody. All of you are members here at this house? Huh? No, you got some visitors in the house as well? Okay, well, let me tell you something. If you're born again, you're in the right house at the right place, right time, okay? And this is something that you can take with you from henceforth and forever. I'm not just making a deposit and taking it right back. I'm giving it to you because he gave it to me freely. I'm giving it to you. And believe me, it's the key. It'll operate every time. There's no more hitting and missing. Somebody say, it works. Because he works. He never fails. So now I'm just going to get into total agreement with God. I just want to agree with God. If he tell me it's finished, ain't nobody else going to add nothing to it. It's finished. It's over. Thank you, God. You exercising your gift? Huh? Why not? Huh? Yes, you do. In faith. Lay your hands. What are you waiting for? The heat that I saw? Huh? Well, it ain't going to get hot until you start waving it. No, seriously. Man, listen to me. I prayed for a lady that was deaf in her ears because I remember the opportunity that I missed. I prayed for this lady because she wanted to see. She had on glasses, and I felt like when I prayed for her, she took her glasses off, and I saw those films over her eyes. I didn't know what glaucoma is. I don't know nothing about no eye disease. I should have asked Paul, though, right? Anyway, watch this. And then I felt this unction in my spirit to tell her to get up. And when I did, her towel that was over her revealed that she didn't have no legs. And I said, oh, my God, I'm glad I didn't say that. And God said, why not? Because if I showed it to you, she can have legs. We got to stop sitting down on it. You ain't got to wait no more. You hear me? Look for opportunities to lay your hands on folks. Stir up your gift. They ain't even got to know you doing it. Just walk by and, hey, how you doing? You want, no, seriously, just touch them. Just make contact with them. Sometimes you're sitting right next to somebody who just need a healing, you know. Oh, God, love you, Jesus. All of a sudden, you don't even know it, but you're rubbing a healing balm all through them. Then they start feeling that heat. Arthritis start getting out. Who that say yes? I got a witness in the back. Verse 15. I got a whole lot of witnesses. I see smiles and laughter everywhere. Y'all, somebody say, I'm gifted. Say it again. Yeah. Thank you. I received that. Now, ain't that something? She threw that word all the way up here, and I caught it. And I ain't letting it go. And I won't even at the game, but when she threw that one, she threw it. She said, you're getting it. Look, no, y'all didn't see it. Do it again. Do it again. Look back. She didn't just say it. She threw it. You're gifted. I said, bam, you're right. I received that. I love to have fun, too. Laughter is my medicine. I cried so many tears until they dried up. Now I'm learning how to laugh. My pain and heartache and disappointment produced a laughter. Wow. Baby, she touched you, didn't she? And now your ear, you done become sensitive and tender, right? Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. No, baby, it's all right. You can cry because the moment you empty it all out, you know heartache got a way of easing out of us. You know, disappointment can't stay where the anointing is. You know, like you ain't got to tell me what you asking God for. You just need to thank him for receiving it. Wow. Now, if you'll say with me and believe this, we can make this the last hour. We really can make it the last hour and enter into a brand new day. Yeah. Matter of fact, I got a scripture just for you. I'm going to share it with you before I leave, before I close. Matter of fact, it's in one of the five. You need to hear this. Yeah. Genesis, the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 15. Pastor, I want you to hear this real clear. I pray that your ears are so wide open and your heart is tender. Because that's what you hear, you declare it to be here. Wow. Pastor, that which you hear, you declare it to be here. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. Now, because we're in the land, I felt like in my spirit I need to identify a place for land. Because even though I see an outreach, I see you building, I see y'all stretching out. But we have to have a designated place. Okay. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Okay. Pastor, what you hear and decree and declare for this house, God says, I will not leave you until I've done what I've spoken to you. Yeah. I pray everybody in this house that belong in this house, hear what the Lord is saying so you can get in agreement with this house. Amen? Because you're on a move. You know that, right? There's been a mission assigned to you. Somebody said, we moving. And everybody that's trying to say we stuck, they ain't going nowhere. That's why Nehemiah book was God giving that to you. They trying to make mockery. Let me just tell you something. But the move, the purpose, and the plan that God has already unveiled, somebody say, you can't move until that which he has spoken is done. I'm going to hug you before I leave. Yeah. My name ain't Jacob, but I got a smack from the Lord this weekend. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. Somebody say, unaware. I was in a motel in St. Louis and wondering why my phone went out and I couldn't contact nobody, and nobody couldn't contact me. And he was in the place, and I was unaware. Now you say, how could that be? And you're gifted. You know this and that and other. But see, there was something else going on in my natural man that had me longing to make contact somewhere else, and he didn't want me to. Well, keep on praying like that, precious, because let me tell you something. That was such an awesome experience until, believe me, his presence filled the house. And I know I'll never be the same. Something happened in praising and worshiping God that allowed me to know with an overwhelming assurance that his presence was there, and he promised me he would not leave me. I know we done said it before, but there was a witness. Somebody say unaware. Let me tell you something. There's some strange things that have happened in this house. People are even in this house and may still be unaware that his presence is in the house. Ain't it something how God can be here and folks still don't recognize that he's here? They'd rather pack up and move somewhere else. They're still searching for him, and he said they left my presence. You say, God, how can they do that? When you told me you're everywhere, he said they had a choice. to get to know and become aware of my presence. We can say what we want to. Sometimes you've got to recognize that, you know what? He said, I'm still right where you left me at. Mm-hmm. He said, no, I changed not. You the one that moved, I'm right where you left me at. Return unto me. That's how scripture speak, ain't it? Return unto me. Come back where you know you found me. Well, wait a minute. I just built a memorial here so I always know that I built this rock saying that right here I met God and he provided. So now there's a memorial say, Jehovah Jireh, God will. He's still speaking. In that lesson, and it was real simple, it says, and he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. There was such a praise and worship in that place until I knew God gave me this word that it was the house of God. And the gates of heaven was where I started hearing. Seriously, I started hearing this one word. That's what I preached in St. Louis, holy. One word. He gave it to me, and I've been saying it ever since. He called me back today and said, Bishop, we couldn't move from there. Today we had crazy praise. He said people were being healed, delivered, and falling out. Well, the other night we was praising God and speaking in other tongues, and the lady just completely fell. Healings and miracles take place when you die to you. You know what? This ain't got nothing to do with somebody trying to figure it out in their natural mind, because they still be trying to figure me out and they don't come halfway near who I am in the spirit. Okay? He think he all that I am because he's all that. Matter of fact, that's why I talk about his awesomeness. My soul is making her boast in the Lord. Let's move to the next scripture, because unaware. To aware. Yeah. I'm taking his presence with me. I'm not leaving it no more. I'll let go all of the baggage and everything else, but I will not, as David said, oh God, please don't take your spirit from me. His spirit represented his presence. Okay. I got some witnesses. Ain't that something? Daniel just called me. Daniel said, yeah, I had an experience too. I know they told me to not do this and not do that. But I prayed anyway, and I wasn't ashamed about it, so I let up the blind. Let them see that I'm still going to pray to my God. And then all of a sudden, this thing keep flopping. It's okay, because I almost took it off thinking it was my earpiece, because my earpiece do that. I tell you, I be chewing and talking, and it go all kinds of way. And I be wondering, why don't people get them type that seem like it just stick there? Mine be flying out. You know, they be looking all cool, the earpiece. Mine be just flopping and flying. I thought I bought a real good one. Anybody else ever feel like that? You know, I be thinking, now why does it look like it just lay right there? I go to talking through mine, they say, you riding? You in the water? Okay, Daniel, since you was talking to me, what you say? He said, son, when I learned how to practice the presence of God, I became unashamed. I let up the windows and let them see that I was praying. And because his presence was so heavy upon me, even though it annoyed the king, this is why separation don't bother me no more. It annoyed the king because he had to put a decree, but he didn't realize the deceptors had come to try to put my God to shame. So when they threw me in the lion's den, because the presence of God was there with me, he had such peace with him, mother, until the lions went to sleep. And they are man-eating lions. They don't have no other appetite for nothing but man. So Daniel was a tasty man. You know why? Because he was healthy. Didn't eat nothing but vegetables. Oh, God. I know they think I'm crazy too, but watch this. I can get another witness. Wherever the presence of the Lord is, well, wait a minute. Now, I done went into some heated situations where I really didn't like folk talking about me, slanderizing my name. And then I realized I was in the furnace. And they turned the heat up real high. I'm glad I won't by myself. You know the old saying that misery love company? So me and my homeboys, we all got thrown in there. That's the only time I really felt like I would take somebody else with me. But while I was in there, what I found out was his presence was waiting on me. So all of a sudden, that fire that was hotter than can imagine. Ain't this something how his presence put it out? They still saw it burning, but where they was at, his wings covered them. They didn't even smell like no smoke. Yeah. The king got a glimpse of it and said, wait a minute. I thought we threw three in there. But it looked like the fourth one is the Son of God. Pastor, I ain't letting go of this word. When God said holy represents his presence, I agreed with him. No, I'm not Daniel. No, I'm not those three Hebrew boys. But I'm his son. My unawareness has caused me to become aware of his presence. Turn to the next passage of scripture with me, please. Where there is an awareness at. Okay, let's look at Psalms. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Psalms 89. Somebody said five passages of scripture. From unaware to aware. And the reason why I declare that this word is going to bless this house is because God done spoke already that this is his house. Amen, somebody? Now, when we come into the house of God, we come in believing that we're going to receive from our Father what we have need of. Ain't that right? If we have need of peace, somebody say it's granted. Because he's not withholding no thing from us. No good thing is he withholding. You know, she was saying, send the rain. That's only because it's an open heaven. Wherever you worship and praise God, you know, I was talking about baggage. You know you need to let go some things from your past, right? It's just baggage. Yeah. 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 You know, sometimes healing takes place when you're emotionally attached and you just don't want to let it go and you know you need to let it go. She pulling on me. That's why that happened. She pulling up. She wants free. She wants to be free. I'm just sick and tired of going through the same thing over and over and over and over again. All them lies. All them lies. They keep on lying. I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, God, thank you. Now, I tell you, people don't like me because I love to fight. See, and I ain't chasing no demon. They run from me. I ain't got to chase them. I guarantee you, he going to do something in your heart tonight. Your mind going to think different. Matter of fact, it's time for you to enjoy your little young life. It is. Sometimes we lose sleep for nothing. We lose sleep wasting it on somebody else. Now, I will tell you, now I ain't trying to get in your personal business. Psalms 89. I love you. It ain't nothing you could do about it. Yeah. She keep catching my eye. You know I love when I'm able to look around and see certain things, right? You know, every so often her hair falls down in her face and she moving right back out like, I see you, you know? And I'm like, I see you too. You know why? Because when you really looking for a word, you ain't got to look. It's going to find you. Somebody say, it's finding me right now. Now, you think healing and miracles ain't going to take place in this house? You think this house ain't going to get the manifestation of this word that God is depositing in it? He said he can't leave until he fulfilled that which he has spoken. So deliverance got to take place. Prayers got to be answered. Provisions got to be provided. Guidance got to be given. Oh, ooh. You know why I do that like that sometimes? Because he proven himself. I'm just overwhelmed. You know what? And the reason why I'm overwhelmed is because, you know, baby, If it weren't for the cross, if it weren't for Jesus, good God Almighty. If it wasn't for Jesus, somebody just shout his name.
Jesus.
Yeah. 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 Because of his glory, he'll lead you. I was sitting in the, let me get back to this scripture. I was sitting in the airport waiting, and I'm sitting at the wrong gate, waiting to come home. Had this peace in my spirit that I done obeyed God, I done did what God said to do, and I'm just waiting. I let the bishop go home because he had so many hours to wait with me, and he was already falling asleep. So I told him he can go home, you know. I let him go home, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I started bobbing. So I looked around, checked out my surroundings, saw the people that was around me just in case. I fell asleep. I woke up, all the people was gone. There was new people. They done caught their flight and left, and I'm looking like, oh no, what's this happening? Then I hear there's new people and they talking about Atlanta, Texas. Nobody saying nothing about Philadelphia. So I'm trying not to be in their business, you know. So I just put my head down and I start rubbing my hand. Then I said, Lord, Shikian that be she there right now, mom. So the little white couple, they just joined in with me. They lit up because I opened up my eyes because, you know, I done already had, you know, strange things to happen. When you start praying in the spirit, strange things start to happen. So I heard her say, he's praising God. So they joined in praising God. Then I heard the Spirit of God say, check your ticket. And I looked at my ticket and the ticket said gate 14 and I'm sitting at gate 12. But he had me at gate 12. Watch this. He had me at gate 12 for the witness of the couple. Because what God was really saying, if you pray more in the spirit and agree. So I, when I realized the ticket, I jumped up to run. And she said, sir, sorry, you're cold. You're stubbed. Now, you know I don't leave nowhere without my Bible. But when the Holy Ghost talked, I got up to run. And then I ran back to get my stuff. And when I was running to the gate, the man said, you Oscar Tucker? I said, yes. He said, we've been boarding over 40 minutes ago. You're the last one to get on the plane. When I got on the plane and found my seat, I was so happy because I had another experience of the Holy Ghost. So when I sat down, I said, yes. So the guy asked me, he said, where you from? I ain't never heard that language before, right? Somebody say, he'll guide you. Yeah. From sleep, unaware that I'm at the wrong gate, to being aware. Why? Because the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, baby. Y'all, you know what? Talk about me if you want to. He'll quicken you. Wow. And he knew I couldn't afford to miss that flight. Psalms 89, verse 14. Everybody there? Pastor, you pay close attention to the word, okay? You make sure these five scriptures get in your spirit. And as you meditate upon them, the revelation of what God is saying. See, I'm really talking to your whole house. But let me tell you something about when you're invited to somebody else's house. I'm breaking bread with you because you invited me here through your other leaders. But this stuff is going to marinate, and it's going to taste even better after it comes out your mouth. Are you listening to me? It's going to taste even better when it comes out of your mouth. Because you're going to meditate on this, It's going to saturate your heart. It's going to give you such courage. I'm telling you. No, they're going to think you done went someplace else. Yeah. You think you laid back? The wind of this revelation going to set you, going to put you on fire. I'm sorry. It's going to set you on fire. You know, it's never new word. It's always revealed word. When, because there's a whole lot of scholars, a whole lot of people with degrees and everything, and they know the letter, but they don't have no quickening power, no spirit to make it alive. I'm telling you, no, I'm not prophesying to you. I'm sharing this word with you, what the word is going to do in you as you meditate and marinate on it. When you open up your mouth to release it again and again and again, because it ain't going to be something that's just going to die out. Did anybody record that? And the reason why I ask that, because you're going to have to hear it again and again and again until we come from, listen, you know what repetition does for you? Really. Especially when it's good like this, you know. When it's good like this and you repeat it over and over and over and over again, what's in it gets in you. That's what happened today with communion. Not so much me just remembering him, but me acknowledging him. You know, it's almost like really the water turned into wine. I didn't really have the juice and stuff at the time, and I used my faith to make and create the sacrament so I could just, I just wanted his presence even the more. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Once again, we're building, okay? Once again, we're building, okay? Mercy and truth go before your face. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Wait a minute. I didn't know the sound before. Ain't that something? Every representation of the Holy Ghost has a sound with it? Huh? You know, why is it that we're afraid to make a sound? You know, I don't do traditional stuff, right? I done got kicked out of organizations because I didn't have no pulpit etiquette. You know, you ain't supposed to take your collar off. So I wear them when I want to wear them, and sometimes I loose them, they be slinging. You're supposed to stay in some type of order. And I was sitting there, and the Holy Ghost was burning me. I looked. Ain't nothing there, so I sat back down. Then my feet started doing crazy stuff. I realized I couldn't do religious behavior. You understand that? Yeah. Yeah. You know what's going to be strange? You're going to start seeing that all of us going to start getting a little radical. We ain't going to sit in the same seat. You know how you come into church and you know the area you normally sit in? We're just going to start moving. We're going to start dancing uncontrollably. We ain't going to wait for nobody else to do it. The church real quiet, and all of a sudden the mother yell out, "Oh!" Then somebody going to say, Now she know what it means to make a sound. A joyful sound. Why do I say a joyful sound? Because the Bible says shout with a loud voice. Ain't it somehow he'll tell you sometimes, just be quiet. Shh. Go ahead and walk around it. Good. However many times you tell me, how many? Seven? Okay. Seven times. 7 days? Okay. Don't say a word. But after you get around at that time and I give you a command to shout, Just shout. Well, that don't make no sense. Look at us dignified folk. It don't take all of that. You know, I go to the Pentecostal church and they just act real wild. Maybe they roll all over the floor. I done seen them jump over pews. Even this morning, I stood up in the chair just to indicate how far above principalities and powers that the Spirit of God showed me in the airways. But he turned around, and when I land, he said, nothing happens in the heavens unless you cause it from the earth realm. Whatever you bind down here, I'll take care of it in the heavens. If you loose it down here, seriously. But you know what we're not doing? Whenever we start talking about binding up the forces of the of darkness, we're binding up principalities. We're binding up spirits. So what we need to loose in the heavenlies is spirit. I loose those ministering angels right now. I loose the warring angels right now. Matter of fact, I'm going to give them a message. I'm going to give them a charge. You know what? Yes, I can send them. Where I'm unable to go, I can send them. And listen, they do like this. And go right where they need to go. But they're waiting. They're waiting. They're right in heaven. Holy, holy. But God said they're your ministering angels. Charge them. If you loose them on earth, I'll loose them from heaven. And they'll go right where you... Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Back up. Daniel, you couldn't do that, could you? That's why they warred over your prayer for 21 days. Yeah. Because he didn't have the authority to bind up the prince and person. Oh, baby, I got something that Daniel don't have. Matter of fact, I did something the disciples didn't do. They couldn't watch and pray 1 hour. Baby, I can pray now. Oh, God. And ain't no time. It disappears. It disappears. When concrete becomes like carpet, when the bars disappear, I know. Can't you watch and pray 1 hour? Well, they just gave me a life sentence. I can pray from the next day. Get out. Let me out. Read this word. Wait a minute. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Somebody say, I know it. Somebody say, I know it. I'm going to pay attention to it. Yeah. I'm going to go right in my peaceful house and shout. Know what I'm going to shout? Jesus, I'm home. Jesus lives at my house. Does that make sense? You know what? Your children, your grandchildren. Let me. You want to send Jesus after them and bring them to a place of peace. You know what we love? We love when they obey. And when they do go astray, we just keep on praying for them. Which is why I'm hearing this. Keep on praying. It's working. God's honoring it. Somebody say they're in place. All of mine. Go ahead on and declare, I'm not leaving here until all minds are saved. Thank you, sir, for just taking my hand to agree with me. As for me and my house, go ahead on. And, matter of fact, your entire house. Say it again.
We will serve the Lord.
Therefore, you got a covenant right, a legal right to bring them in. Continuing in verse 15, they walk. Now listen, I tell folks, now don't get annoyed with me if I stop the time. No, sir, I got to go to work tomorrow. You can say what you want to. Now I was trying to respect you. Now I know you're going to say, no, ain't nobody saying that. You just had to be a witness, didn't you? Because I know I hear, but you know what? It doesn't make a difference, even if it is come from you. And scripture, when it's alive, you want it. I'm going to show it to you and leave. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice all day long. See, that's why I don't let nobody cut my day short. Since tomorrow ain't promised to me, I'm going to rejoice in his name all day long. You understand what I'm saying, don't you? You know what I found out? When you really grab a hold of this truth, you take it right with you to work, I'm going to just rejoice in him. All of a sudden, your work ain't as burdensome no more. You ain't glad. Now, watch this. You get there and you be looking at the time the moment you clock in, and you already thinking about clocking out. Or the task you got to do. But now if you find yourself in a place where now, if nobody else see him, I see God. I'm just, oh God. Wow. I see you. Your countenance is radiating from me. And they say, man, don't he never get tired? He just be moving all the time. You know, like what is he on? You know, and I tell him, yeah, I drink me a 5-hour energy drink. And believe me, now hear me, and I ain't being funny, because I do drink them. And I said, now, Lord, I drank one and it didn't do nothing. He said, because you got used to it. So I got the bottle and I said, now, 5-hour, you're supposed to produce some energy. My body's tired. So I'm going to drink you with faith that you're going to give me some energy. You know why? Because everything that God made, and you say, well, God didn't make that. No. Everything. Everything I made got ears. They can hear you. I said, really? And then he showed me the scripture. Money answereth all things. I said, money! You better answer me. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? Hi. And I'm going to tell you why I believe like this. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our King, the Holy One of Israel. Now, I did all of that getting to the word holy, because that's the only word I heard in St. Louis, holy. But God had to take me the route he had to take me is because most folks don't really recognize his presence. You know that, don't you? Seriously. It's almost like we're really looking for another. Unless we got some miracle or sign or something, we just like Thomas. If we really check ourselves, we don't believe stuff. We say we believe God with all our heart, and yet why does it seem like you can hear your own conscience telling you stuff? Ain't that right? So when I started dying to my consciousness of myself and becoming aware of his presence, I was so glad when I found the scripture that says I have the mind of Christ, because the enemy was trying to tell me I'm really crazy. Ain't nobody never hearing me. They can't wait for you to go. They ain't going to invite you. But he just kept talking to me. And I said, but no, wait a minute. God, what you say about it? He said, you got a big mouth and I love it. Wow, there's an anointing on you, man. You're not just a builder. Ain't that something? You're not just a builder. And I'm talking about you're a builder in the kingdom. Oh, God. You know what? He said you did the foundation, but let me just tell you what I'm seeing. You've also early in life experienced some rejection, just like Christ being that chief cornerstone, and you began to be a builder because of rejection, because you wanted to do something that you could call your own. But let me tell you something. That was God's gift to you, because what you make happen for others, and I'm just getting ready to prophesy an abundance of You haven't retired, have you? You know why you haven't retired? Because there's some building God got for you to build. You guys hear me? If there are any more recording, because I'm going to tell you something. He's going to give you specific measurement. Oh, man. He's getting ready to give you an abundance. Matter of fact, is there anybody? Hi, precious. Man of God, she be praying for you while you sleep. Yeah. Yeah. I see the glory of God on you. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You still got a lot of desire, and it's going to be fulfilled. Now, hear me, because I need you to hear this. Your heart's desire now is emanating through you. It's coming out of your countenance. I'm going to reread that scripture. No, you read it for me about the countenance, because I'm going to tell you why I'm seeing this on your countenance. It's because I really do believe that the word is alive. I believe that. I believe that it'll go right out and show up on somebody. What did it say about countenance? They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. Light has a way of drawing me to it. Your countenance, and I know you're far away from me, but as I got closer to you, you begin to glow. And I know, you know, when folks turn all red, that don't mean they're glowing. But the light that was on your countenance began to glow. You turn red because all of a sudden your blood is his blood agreeing with the word that's reaching your spirit. I thank God for this house. This is the Lord's house. And I have liberty in the Lord's house. This is the house of prayer. That's why, you know, they say I talk a lot, but they ought to see how swift my ears is moving. You know, I have to say that because, you know, the Bible says be slow to speak and swift to hear. And they say, he talks so fast, he talks this and that. I tell them, you ought to see my ears, baby. Because ain't it something how you can be in the midst of a whole lot of people and all of a sudden you can hear God? Yeah, I hear you talking, you mumbling certain things and you thinking certain things. That's why I said that thought came up about work and let us out of here now. Don't try to give it all at one time. I told you out front, I have 5 scriptures. So if that was too much for you, it's all right. You can come back and get some leftovers. It tastes better anyway. In your name, they rejoice all day long, and in your righteousness, they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor, our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord and our King, the Holy One of Israel. That's who all the glory belongs to. But answers come, protection comes, guidance comes, healing comes, provisions come, protection comes. Oh, God. See, that's why he ain't got to worry about no. Give me the next scripture, please. Thank you, Lord. Okay, here's the one that blessed me. Psalms 130, verse 5 and 6. Love you. You know why I said that to you too, man? This young man right here. You know why I tell you I love you? Because, you know, when I identify with fathers that are fathers to, wait a minute. He called me to be a father for the fatherless. And I'm not just saying that because it looked like he got differences beside him, okay? Because see, the differences beside him ain't got nothing to do with but him obeying God. It takes a man after God's own heart to love something he didn't do. Oh, baby, I love you. Ow! Give me five. That's God. That's all God. God will show me, because, baby, A father for the fatherless, and I mean nurtured, raised, and everything. And you know, I had said, baby, I'll never take a ready-made family. Baby, let me do me. What about the man whose quiver is full? And I wind up with everybody else's babies. And I look at him, and he's just smiling. I said, see? Somebody say image. That's what I love to do. I love to find who I fit in with in the spirit realm. You know, when you was when I was talking about communion today, guess what he showed me? Many different members. That's why your dream was so important. We can't just go after our own kind. We missed the harvest. And it ain't going to just be a few darkies up there. I mean, it ain't going to just be a few. You're going to start seeing them show up. Because the Lord's saying this about his house. And he's saying there's many, you got some you don't even know yet. See, every time there's a shift out, you ought to be preparing yourself for those that are coming. You got greeters waiting on them. You know, we love you. And you know what? And then you don't see complexion, you see spirit. Like this mother, she loved me already, dark or no dark. The next scripture, did I tell you what it was? 130? Yes, sir. 130, 5 and 6. 130, 5 and 6. Most folks are too anxious. They're ready to get out of the presence of the Lord because they don't recognize it. Notice I started out with being unaware. To a place of awareness. When you really become aware of his presence, you'll wait right there. You'll wait right there. You'll wait right there. You'll wait right there. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. I'm going to wait right here. And every time you decide to wait right there, watch all of the stuff come up to try to make you go do something else. I'm going to wait right here. I'm going to wait on him. You know, I understand why the scripture said, don't you be anxious for nothing. Don't. Because your anxiousness will cause it to become accessible to you, but then it flees away from you. Don't you be anxious for nothing. Don't you be anxious for nothing. Don't you be anxious for nothing. Thank you, God. You know there's no greater power than the power of agreement. Huh? You two, y'all together? Not because you're sitting together, but you're together, right? Okay. Because every time I sit beside my first cousin here, we go in service, somebody said, that's your wife. And I have to get up and tell them, no, my wife left me. They said, he tell on his own self. I'd rather do it than to let somebody mess up the story. And they always mess up the story. You know, if I could have kept her still, she'd have stayed still. But I woke up one morning, I couldn't even stop my own breath from stinking. How could I make somebody else do something? Agreement. Decisions are based on agreement. When we agree, we can make the right decision. Whoever phone that is ringing, vibrating, that's yours. See, you know why I did that, right? Because I hear stuff seem like other people don't hear. You says vibrating. Ain't that something? I'm hearing a vibration. It ain't even ringing, but I'm hearing it. Just like I heard her. I didn't know it was her, but somebody was saying, now listen, he too long-winded. I got to go. I'm glad she admitted it. Yeah, we saying it. She didn't say I. She said we. Like somebody else must be thinking it too. Would you do something for me? Just say we will agree. Won't make no decisions without an agreement. Is that important? Okay. Read that. You want to read that? You know what God is doing right now? He's showing us his glory. He's really ministering where we need. Because see, you know something? You know where home base really is? Your own house. And if you can't really rule your own house, ain't no way in the world you're going to come to God's house and rule it. Ain't that right? So if you can get, that's why I'm telling you, make sure you write these scriptures. Oh, you got them recorded. You know, I think this baby woman shared that with me, but then you turn back in the scriptures, you know, and you say, wow, ain't that something? Ain't nothing new under the sun. Everybody trying to get the new tablet. So that they can touch it. Slide it, move it. And then because I started in Genesis, the Lord said, tell them they ain't got the first tablet. I gave it to Moses. Written with the finger of God. But now we have to be careful in this last time because now the enemy is saying there's coming out this computer gadget called the mark. And we're already identifying it through touch. Wow. I sent the phone back that they gave me with the touch because it seemed like every time I touched it, it froze or went someplace else. But there was a message in it. They say I'm old-fashioned. I haven't caught up with technology, you know. And I said, well, wait a minute. I can turn to it. And maybe they'll hit some keys and reading. But if the power go out, if the battery die, if they cut off the system, no power, no connection. Now they're putting Wi-Fi connections everywhere. You can go sit down at McDonald's, a fast food place, and plug in. But if power go out, baby, you know what God's telling me. If you'll practice my presence continuously, the power is in you. That makes sense? You know why I like touching people? And I know I got some instructions. I went to Africa and it was like, don't touch everybody. Because, you know, you diseases and stuff like that. But then I turned around and said, no, baby, nothing going to hurt me. And then one night we was at a service, and because I had gotten that warning earlier that day, there was a little man I was getting ready to pray for, and he put his hand up, and I was getting ready to hit his hand. See, I hit somebody a while ago. I didn't mean no harm about it. Who I hit? Somebody. And the man had like a mole inside of his hand. And I said, in the name, whoa. Because I remember the word I got. And the little man kept trying to put his hand on me. He kept trying to put his hand on me. I had to hear the Spirit of God say, nothing by any means will hurt me. So even though the prophet warned me, it opened up a door for fear. So now all of a sudden, whose report do I believe? You understand that? And you know why I'm telling you that? Because, see, sometimes we looking and listening to others, we better know we know God. You understand that? That's why I'm going to tell you just like I told the man of God this past weekend. Everybody that come in your house, you got to know who they are by the Spirit. Because you don't want them to just infect your people. You understand me? That's why I went and laid before God and I was honored, because I know I can't say nothing that he ain't given me, and I have to use this to back it up. If I look at his counsel, if I speak a word, I got to have this to back me up, because he's the one that hastens to perform this word. Can I show you this and then we're going to go home? Psalms 130 verse 5 says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. What God is really saying, the unaware is going to become aware, because he's going to speak to them and tell them exactly what to do. Like right now, whatever you're going through and notice I said going through, if you're transitioning, if you're bringing things in alignment because you have a move, a vision, a plan. Now, I'll tell folks that a vision doesn't mean it's just going to happen. Vision is also journey. You understand me? You know, there's some that are still have to settle or be shaken to make the right decision that they on board. You agree? Okay. That's important. Don't miss that one. You don't have to try to scrutinize nobody. Just pay attention to the Spirit of God, okay? Because what happens is that because I decreed it already, it shall be established. Revelation will come up out of this. Here it is in this passage of Scripture. And I know I took it personal, but he didn't just give it to me. He gave it to his house. That's why he started out with, this is the Lord's house. Don't remain unaware. Because if I come in here to speak to you, it is I, and I have to perform everything that I've spoken to you. Yeah. Bishop, you find scripture to suit what you want to say. No, I'm obeying God. He's the one speaking. This is his word. Somebody said he got to do it. Can't go back empty, can it? All right. Why did he say this to me? I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. Because along this journey, sometimes it seems hopeless. Hopeless. But now, this is what my waiting has done for me. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. I kept repeating that until he said, the Israelites, they knew the law. They knew my word. They knew that weeping endure for a, but joy cometh. Now my hope in this word is, watch this, is more than them that watch for the morning. Man of God, this is the appetite that's being released up in your house. Folks don't get so hungry. Seriously, you might as well set up camp. You might as well have communion as often as you want to, because they're going to get real hungry. They're going to want to know what God is saying. They're coming from unaware about. Matter of fact, there's some discernment going to come too. Amen. Anybody praying for discernment? The gift of discernment, huh? Okay. Okay. Somebody said that's mine too. Can I close with this conclusion? Romans. Two more passages? For real? Okay, Psalms 4. Okay, Genesis 28 was one. Psalms 41 and 2. I'm sorry. Thank you, Pastor. Psalms 41:12. I said 2, but I meant 12. I see the 1 there. Psalms. Somebody there. Somebody said, now what is all this about? Coming from unaware to becoming. What I didn't know before, now I know. I know that when I worship and praise God, that his presence is always with me. And in his presence, all that which was trying to oppress me loses its power. My anxiousness and my thoughts about tomorrow, next week, next month, because we plan like that, don't we? People are already, now watch this. And I say this like this because you know something. Most folks don't recognize the time that we're in. October is what month? Yeah, what goes on in this month? Huh? Say it again. Who that said? Say it again. Halloween. As a diversion tactic to keep the people of God from getting their harvest. The witches and the warlock gather up. And they don't want to be unmasked, so they want to put masks on everybody. They don't want to be discovered or found out, because we are now in a place where we're coming from unaware of the demonic activity to aware. Why? Because now the presence of God releases a light and exposes all darkness. Yeah, what I do have is grown. But I didn't play no fake stuff when I was a kid. The one time I did do it, no offense, guess who I wanted to be? Casper. Now, as black as I am, can I be Casper? But because we couldn't afford uniforms, costumes, I snuck. Yeah, the reason why I say uniform is because, see, you'd be conforming to the world. I snuck in the closet, stole one of my mother's sheet, cut the eyes out. Ran outside, threw the sheet over my head. Why did I want to be Casper? I just felt like if they said that, they would laugh and give me all the candy. You know, when you're poor, you want people to give you. Now, that ain't the reason why I ain't got no teeth, but we got, I'm sorry. I didn't even have to say that. Nobody even knew that. They all look like mine. They is. I paid for them. They cost me too. All right, all of us that get old enough to know, we can laugh about that now. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody really see the dispenser, you know, the soaking solution and stuff like that, you know. They only see us when we come out. Wow. See, for those of you that don't even understand this portion of this lesson tonight, it seemed like I got off course. No. The Lord said, laughter is medicine. We'd be so uptight about stuff that we don't even have to be uptight about no more. As a matter of fact, it should really become that which we laugh at the most. Yeah. You know, my disappointments and the things that took place to get me to this place of absolutely enjoying the presence of God was obstacles. The things that hurt me the most. Now today, I laugh as opposed to crying. I laugh, baby. I laugh, baby. I laugh, baby. Right in the face of the pain, the hurt, the disappointment, I laugh at it. And when the ones that caused it, I pray for them and I say, see you. See you. Bye-bye. And then I say, Lord, I thank you for healing me and removing that from me as far as the east is from the west. So that now my joy is filled. Psalms 41, verse 12. Unaware to aware. Boy, y'all was really very patient with me. I love y'all. I love you. I really do. I thank God for you. Man of God, I didn't hoop and holler or jump like I saw me running around here like a madman. No, I was so excited about coming until, seriously, I really, and you know why I say that? Because I felt like you guys was going to laugh and have some fun in the presence of God, that miracles was going to take place. They are even now, seriously. And you know what? Hearts was going to be lightened, spirits lifted up, filled with hope again, desires about things that, you know, seem like they have been delayed but not denied. Then all of a sudden they just start showing up. And in the spirit realm, I was running and leaping over stuff, you know. And I said, well, now if I start doing that up in that church and standing up on the pews and jumping over the pews and stuff, well, I see this baby here hurting and I start jumping. You know why I start jumping? Because I know she's getting ready to be healed. Yeah. Yeah. Psalms 41. Unaware to aware. I love you, Lord God. I bless you and I praise you. I thank you for the gifts that are being stirred up and activated even now. I thank you for the new fellowship. And God, I thank you that they're starting it out right now. Right now, I thank you for it. I thank you for it. Now, God, the fishermen that's in your house, release them. Now, let them now, from this point forward, find a neighbor and really know who the neighbor is. Let them take, yeah, God, I thank you. I remember him saying 10, 15 mile radius. So there's 10 to 15 mile radius from this point that there are souls that are waiting. God has already positioned them to join here. 10 to 15 miles, and you can decide which direction, north, east, south, or west. You know, he's a builder. That's why I'm telling you about dimensions, because what God is really about to do is once he reveals this, you know what? It's not so much about plans that we devise, but it's the purpose of God that will prevail. And right now he's really looking. And no, now don't nobody go solo and get, you know, because sometimes the very soloist start trying to get other people to join them. And they don't understand the very word of God says a house that is divided against itself cannot even stand. So what they want to do is split off and try to build another foundation. But there's one that's already been laid. I done read it in the scripture, haven't I? And he says he's going to perform this word. So to the rest of the house and those that are visiting the house, take this word with you. I'm going to just stay on the firm foundation. Yeah. Yeah, bold as a lion. You like me too. That's why you're going to do some of the things you're hearing. You're going to get real aggressive. Now, don't think it's strange when your pastor starts jumping. I know he's calm and quiet. He's going to start jumping, might run around the church. Or maybe he already doing it. Is he already doing it? Okay. Well, ain't that something? So they don't even think you're strange. They welcoming what you do. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, declare it. Psalms 41, what does it say? Verse 12. Who want to help me out? Psalms 41, verse 12. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Somebody said forever. This is what happened from becoming unaware to now being aware that God chose me. I didn't choose me. Matter of fact, I didn't even choose him. The pastor's wife in St. Louis asked me, when did I become aware of the trials that turned me away? I told him, 67, when the Lord received my mother home, I got real angry with God. And I began to charge God foolishly. I blamed him. When my grandmother ran up to school, the first thing she said to us, and I thought they was calling me to expel me, but she called me to tell me my mother had passed. And the first thing came out of my mouth was, I'll kill him. You know, in an abusive home, you really be thinking the daddy done did it. My daddy killed my mother. So now I'm going to kill my daddy. And when my daddy's mother said to me, no, son, the Lord just wouldn't let her bear no more. He took her home. So now since I can't kill my daddy, I got mad at God. And baby, all hell broke loose then. If I'd have known I had to go this route, I'd have been at good peace with God. Thank you, God, you received a home. Instead, I got angry. I charged God foolishly. And I had to go through pure hell to return back unto him. And now I rejoice in the God of my salvation. I rejoice in the God of my salvation. I rejoice in the God of my salvation. All glory and honor belongs to him. When he revealed to me that death couldn't keep her because he received her. I didn't understand nothing about no gift back then. We had a little old transistor radio with the clothes hang out the window. Oral Roberts was preaching. And I suffered with asthma real bad. And my mother called me. She said, son, come here. And I sat on her lap. She touched the radio and my chest. The static stopped in the radio and the healing came through the radio. That's why I know today God's a healer. But then I couldn't understand why my mother passed from the same asthma attack. And then he revealed to me she loved me enough to pass her healing on to me because he had work for me to do. Sick people got to get healed. Mm-hmm. Miracles start from an unusual situation. Your heart is already lightened. Your countenance is glowing again. Your tears gonna dry up too. What was the next one I told you? Romans. Watch this. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. You know what my integrity was? That I refused to give up. I believe he called me. No shame, no disappointment, no setback, no wife leaving, no sickness, no disease, no nothing. He upheld me in my integrity. I trust God at his word, okay? Now, here's the conclusion of the whole matter from, watch this, we done traveled through the scriptures from the Old Testament to the New, from unaware. And since he is the same God, that's why I tell folks, now and forever. Because the message he gave me really about the baggage, Paul said, I've learned this one thing. Out of all the hell I've been through, I learned this one thing. Forget those things that are behind me. See, you can't undo yesterday. You know, you know, her husband said, one thing I know, you can't unring a bell. I remember I really wanted my eggs over easy. And for some reason I started scrambling them. It's too late. You can't unscramble a scrambled egg. Makes sense, don't it? So ain't no sense in me wasting no valuable time trying to unscramble something that ain't gonna do me no good no way, because it's already done. So now I'm pressing forward. Somebody said, we on the move. Say it again. Yeah. Thank you, God. We on the move. Yeah. Now, you know you catching my attention, don't you, young lady? You right here. Now, either you. The littlest thing catch my attention. You doing something with your nails. What is it? You was just messing, okay. For somebody that can't see, because they talk about me, he can't see, he ain't got no teeth, he just that another. Movement gets my attention. Sounds, get my attention. I really believe God is speaking to us. He got our undivided attention. Read this conclusion of the whole matter, from unaware to aware. Romans the 8th chapter, I mean the 28th chapter. No, I'm sorry, the 8th chapter. Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. There's an agreement in your spirit, prophetess, about the healing anointing. Huh? Okay. Because when you start moving now, I start sensing stuff. Roman, why are you trying to hide? Huh? Yeah, Romans, why are you trying to hide? Somebody said, from not knowing to knowing. Now, I don't have 28 on my card here. Because after my experience this weekend, I know I know. I know I know. I know something as simple as me praying in tongues. I prayed until my language changed. From glory to glory. I started out at one place, and I heard them change. And I heard them change again. Then I began to sing. And before I knew it, I was skipping. I was just skipping. I was so excited. Then I made up my mind. Romans 8:38. I made up my mind, Pastor. I made up my mind. I made up my mind. I made up my mind. If I was not ever aware of his presence, and I'm not just talking like I haven't had some experiences, because I have. Yeah. Not only with death. I've had some real experiences with him. Oh, no, I didn't write it down. I ain't on TV talking about no out-of-body experience. What I experienced, I experienced. I experienced hearing my own heart stop. And then I heard them say, even after it stopped, before it started to stop, they said, we're losing him, we're losing him, we're losing him. Beep. But God specializes in the lost being found. When they lost me, he was there. And he showed up in his brilliance. The light was so bright, and when I looked into it, that's why now, you know what? Every time I begin to pray in the spirit, I begin to envisioning him being right there. I see this brightness of his glory. He's present. He's present. That's why I'm telling you, this experience this weekend, though there was the largest number of people at the game, he was with me. He was with me. I didn't know what to bring your house. I felt like I needed to stay in the mold of transitioning. But God wanted me to tell you the number 5. That's why he gave me 5 passages. The number 5 representing his grace. There is absolutely no forward movement until there's a recognition as to why things had to be shaken in this house. The shaking that took place in this house has to establish the fact that he's here. Opposition don't come to a house where the Lord ain't at. So for everybody in this house, conclude the whole matter with Romans the 8th chapter, the 38th verse. Somebody read it. Say it again. Say it again. Man of God, this is your position here now. I am persuaded. I don't care what comes. I don't care whether it come in the form of death, because sometimes when those you love leave you or separate from you, it feels like death, don't it? It hurts.
No angels, no principalities.
I don't care what form they take.
No power.
I don't care what kind of authority they thought they had.
No things
that are present now.
No
things to come. It don't make no difference how high. It don't make no difference how deep. Wait a minute, I didn't hear breath, width. Oh, okay. I guess I'm jumping ahead of it because I started seeing all of the directions. Nothing ain't going to separate me. I'm fully persuaded. Say it again. Read.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can separate us, you guys. When you leave here with this knowledge and information that comes straight from God, I'm going to take his presence with me everywhere I go. Grab that and just take it. Receive the conclusion of the whole matter. If I was unaware of his presence being with me, now I'm sure that no matter where I go, his presence go with me. And wherever the presence of the Lord is, not only is there a fullness of joy, that meant even your opposition, that mean even the things that causes you, watch this, anxiety, oppression, all of that other kind of stuff that come. Because you know we still get caught up in this world system, don't we? Well, let me tell you, even with that, he told me, don't you even be afraid of that, because I've already overcome the world. Stop thinking about the world and its economy, and you let that get in your spirit, and you start thinking not enough, when he says, I've come that you might have more than enough. I'm fully persuaded. My mind is fixed. It's made up. In this house, God spoke and said, that, now watch this, his glory is in this house. And he will perform that which he has spoken in this house. Is anybody in the house that can agree with God? That is the word of the Lord for this house. The number 5 representing God's grace, which means it is sufficient. That means provisions are already provided. That means protection is already given. That means, watch this, doors that was closed now have access. Somebody said, I'm taking that with me. I'm going to go home with this. I'm going to meditate on it until it fills my house. I'm not going to be alone no more without him. Because sometimes I start thinking, Lord, where are you? Did you hear my cry? Why does it seem like sometimes everybody else can get an answer and minds be held up? Everybody got somebody to talk to but me. And when I try to talk to somebody, they always want to give me a quick fix. I was crying because I kept getting makeup. All the women that God surrounded me with. See, when I was in prison, I was crying about, God, I'll be glad when I get out. Well, boy, I'm so sick of men. I want some women. Now he's around me with women, and I was really going through, and they kept trying to pamper me, and I said, I don't want no makeup. I need some sandpaper. Make it rough for me. And God said, do you know what sandpaper's purpose is? To make things smooth. Sometimes we just don't know what and why we go through what we go through, but it's all designed to fulfill the purpose of God. Can I get a praiser just to clap your hands? Thank you, God. Your husband here. He's at work. He's a good provider. Excellent. Very good. while you're sitting on your gift. You don't think you are?
No.
Do you know there's others that need to know how to make a relationship work? Are there any women around you that you feed or speak to, encourage?
Yes.
There is? Very good. So you know relationships that are struggling?
Yes.
So the Lord is using you.
No.
Just say yes.
Because
the reason why I'm asking this is because, you know, when we become from unaware to aware, see how you just answered? See, I can't have that before I leave out of here, because we just come from unaware to aware. Every purpose that has been assigned to your life, you now are aware that you have to do certain things. And know now with the purpose why you do them. Okay? We need examples like you. It ain't been easy, but you have developed to this place, you know? Thank God for that. Communication is an art. You know that too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You learn how to hold your peace? Okay. Could I get everybody to do something for me? If I tell you I came to make a deposit in your house because I need one in my house, would y'all pray for me? Do you understand how this really works? You're sending me to somebody's house and you know I need help in my house? Bless you. Who did that? Thank you, baby. I just love the opportunity to bless folks. And we thinking sneezing is just, you know, that's a common thing. But do you know you absolutely die when you sneeze? And you say, no, that ain't so. And I go right in the scripture and tell you, listen, who was the one who had to sneeze? How many times? Seven. Where are you scholars at? Seven times. And life came back into him? Come on. Direct your words toward me right now. Direct your word. You know why I'm asking you to do this? Because I'm a fisherman too. And it seemed like the boat stopped moving. The net was rotten. And the scriptures say he that winneth souls is wise. So I'm asking you to just put the soul winner. Now hear me, I know God's going to place this crown on me, but there's a different thing that happened this weekend. Souls are still hurting and they need somebody just to not be ashamed to come by and tell them. I don't care what the denomination is. I don't care what traditional background they have. They just need to be healed. Brokenness need to be. See, this baby here, she represents a daughter of mine in the spirit realm. Her tears represented something else. So now here it is. If I can pray for somebody else's daughter that they dry up, somebody say, your daughter's tears gonna dry up. This lady here to talk about relationships, and you know how women sometimes feel like they can't tell you everything. My daughter calls sometimes and say, Papa, can I just talk with you? And I said, sure, baby, about anything. And she said, well, not that part, but this part. And then my heart goes out to some other child, and they may not be calling me Papa, but in my spirit, they're calling out for their father. Are y'all still talking in your words this way? Now, don't miss me. Throw them at me. Come on and put this, put it on me. You know, what I was talking to y'all about agreement, say, Lord, let an agreement come into his life. Yeah, Lord, let him recognize he done been called to build as well. Yeah. Put it on me, sir. That which you want, put it on me too. What you got going on in your life, in your house, you want me to have the same thing. If it's peace and patience you have, tell the Lord to give him peace and patience.
Give him peace and patience.
Thank you. Thank you for just being obedient. Thank you, Lord. Y'all agreeing with me, right? Y'all agreeing with me, right? You already threw a gift at me. I receive it. Y'all praying for me as well, okay? Thank you. I really... Thank you. Is somebody raining? I felt rain. Thank you, God. Holiness representing his presence. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Shaman sekira dobu shitiya satarabasa. Thank you, God.
In any shikira rabasa. The spirit of Barnabas, Lord, that he will go to places, God, where people are that have previously done incredibly sinful things, God, that we look at as terrible and awful, Lord, but you have redeemed them, God, that Paul went to Barnabas, Lord, and he got him, God, to lead and to teach, Lord. And I pray this over Elder Tucker.
Thank you, God.
God, that he will be a Barnabas, Lord, for people in Delaware, God, that he will search them out, Lord, and he will call them to worship you, God, and that you will redeem them, Lord. And I thank you, God, for his obedience.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Now, if you guys will, I felt rain. I felt rain. I felt rain. I felt rain. Thank you, God.
The Lord says, what was half shall be full. Thus says the Lord.
To the soul, to the tip of his toes. He is restored, Father. Abundance, Father God. That he hear